Good morning. Yesterday, I had the honor and privilege of serving, together with my fellow Rabbanim in Greater Elizabeth, at the Kinnas Tshuva of our community. At that point in time, someone pointed out that the steps of Tshuva can be summed up by different psukim, whether it's Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, or Kchui Machem Devarim, take words v'shuva al Hashem, or a third pasuk which appears in Yishayahu, Rachatzu hizaku hasiru roa malalechem mineged einechem cheglu harea. Rachatzu hizaku, purify yourselves, make it zach, make it pure, wash yourselves, get rid of the evil from in front of you, get rid of the evil. The fact of the matter is that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are hinted in this pasuk, and that's what we say, tovu da'araisa, identify it, it's good for the Torah HaKdosha. It's fascinating to think that that pasuk, Tovu Rachatzu Izaku, speaks so much about the responsibilities of how a person can prepare himself or herself for Yom HaKippurim. Revolbi points out, Rachatzu Izaku Tovu Araisa, get involved in the Torah itself. The more time that a person puts himself or herself into a life of Torah, by going into and plumbing the depths of a sugya, of that which he or she is studying, so that everything you're doing, you're thinking about that which you're learning. And when a person is involved in the process of his actions or her actions, then if we do it with a depth, our actions, our speech, can be done with a tremendous amount of depth. And we'll be consumed with that depth, which will purify our actions, for we'll have no time for anything else. If we study our siddur and our davening with a depth, not just a haphazard rote process, then when we pray, we'll pray with a depth, and that too will help us be strong. The person who turns around and engages in Rachatzu Izaku, says Rav Volbi, is the person who appreciates the depths of Torah. Torah allows a person to seek the depth that he or she needs in order to be able to get rid of the evil of his midst. But I'd like to add that Rav Melech Biderman points out that the words are written Rachatzu Izaku in the plural, which seems to imply that when one does it in a tzibur, in a communal context, when the ideals of a community are built around picking each other up, then one really gains within the process. After all, says Rav Melech, Rachatz is the same gematria as the word tzibur. The job of being in a community is to help you clean yourself. A good tzibur, a good chevra, a good group of people who are all striving for an ideal in life that is above the individuals that make up the group. A good group together striving will lead to great things that can happen. For each individual will be uplifted by the group, and each individual will lift the group at the same moment in time. Rachatzu Hizaku, engage in the Torah study, which is what unites all of us. And in that response, and in that process, together we will merit a Gemar Chesima Tova. Have a great day.